welcome to the phenomenal teaching ministry of Pastor Japhet Joseph, lead pastor of the Pistis Place. It is our vision to see convictions birthed in the hearts of men, thereby establishing Christ. Spiritual growth beckons. Ready?
It is the head that houses the ideas. It is the head that houses the... Are you following me here? The vision is in the head. Make up the head. Everything will go down. Many of us are not aware that while we are just coming to church and rejoicing, are you following what I'm saying here? He says, for we are not ignorant of the devices. It's called stratomai of the devil. Not content. That's why men are not rising. Many of us are lukewarm, lackluster, careless, indolent, unaware that there is a battle going on for our heads. We must prepare for war. Prepare for war. And sense of God. In history and in contemporary times, there were men that contended for the will of God to come to pass in territories, and it truly came to pass. One of them was named John Knox. The man prayed up to a point that the Queen of Scotland said, I fear the prayer of John Knox more than the entire armies of Scotland put together. How can one man's prayer be greater than an entire army? I fear the prayer. John Calvin's vision was that in every family in Geneva, at least one believer will be found in that place. And before John Calvin died, that's what happened. As a matter of fact, the headquarters of the United Nations is domiciled in Switzerland because of the labors of John Calvin in Switzerland. We must contend again that righteousness will reign as water in our city. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, absolutely, sir. The awakening of the army is not just to wear camouflage and move around on the streets, sir. It is that at the end of the day, God's intent, you know what I said here, finds expression in this place. That for the seven mountains of influence, where you have giants domiciled at every place, men can rise and contend for the beast of reckless abandon in those mountains. Am I communicating here? The mountain of media, the mountain of family, the mountain of entertainment. Are you following what I'm saying? The mountain of government. We must contend. Let's with 11 minutes. What is the strategy? What is the strategy? 1 Samuel chapter 15. Let me show you the strategy. So take a bala kafai. 1 Samuel 15, 22. It's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. It's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. 1 Samuel 15, 22. It's the Holy Ghost,
Seed of the age to come.
Come on, help me now.
He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
So will you swallow your pride tonight? Will you come to the school of the Spirit? How do we conquer? Don't you know? In his hands are the keys to eternal. Come on now. It's a little here, a little there, till your day will dawn. He's at work in you. Help me now.
Everything in obedience to Christ.
What exactly is the strategy? I'll talk more on this in the morning session of tomorrow. But just, I have 10 minutes. The strategy for us to rise as an army in this territory is obedience. Obedience is the strategy. Obedience. If you love me, don't sing worship songs for me. If you love me, don't pray for 10 hours. If you love me, don't organize programs in the territory. If you love me, keep. Where did Petrax fail in our territory? They failed in the place of obedience. What is the strategy beyond my feelings, beyond my emotions, beyond the way I can understand and comprehend? Because the farthest journey is not from Sokoto to Akwa Ibom. The farthest journey is from your head to your heart. And for very many times when God gives instructions, your hearts may not catch up immediately. Are you following what I'm saying here? But you choose to go because, very importantly, the one that has called and assigned you to go on that path will lead you in the very end. He's called, the Lord is my shepherd. And what it means for him to be your shepherd is the one you cannot say no to. For many of us, it has been program to program. This is not the first program you are attending this year. And this may not be the last. But when was the last time you obeyed God? He said the Holy Spirit has been given to those who have learned how to obey God. the strategy for the army to be awakened is obedience. Oh dear, obedience. He said to him in that scripture, he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. That what he would rather prefer is obedience. Not 10 hours of prayers. Not 6 hours of worship. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh yeah. Not all of that. Not the sacrifice of your money. Not seed. No, sir. He said obedience. Can I tell you something? Are you aware that the very thing you were called to destroy is out to destroy you as well? Oh yeah. For the very thing that God had instructed Saul was to utterly destroy the Amalekites. Can I tell you the truth? He went into warfare and spared some of the Amalekites. In the end of his days, the Bible records clearly in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 1, it was an Amalekite that killed Saul. Yeah, Amalekite. For very many of us, the problem has been in this place, obedience. You've not excelled in obedience. You can stay long in the wilderness, not because God wants you to stay long in the wilderness. I hope you know that the journey of the Israelites would have been 6 days in the wilderness, but they stayed 40 years because of what? And for very many of us, what we are not even aware of is that your pride can become the reason why you stay long with that pride. An average believer that has finished from school here, and they send you and say, God is instructing that you should go and stay in the secondary school. For the Satanist that is going to the secondary school, he would gladly reject the job in Shell, because the assignment is that you must initiate at least 2,000 secondary school students before the end of this year. He would stay in the secondary school and leave jobs. Are you following what I'm saying here? But for the average believer, wherever things are flourishing, are you with me here? That is where God has sent us to. Obedience. I remember many years ago, I was in the Nigerian Defense Academy, exactly 7 years ago precisely. And I was teaching the cadets. I was still teaching Tamar 2 students. I just finished my master's. And it was while I was still talking to them, I heard the voice of the Lord tell me clearly, go to you and raise me an army. I said, an army? You must be joking. I found comfort and comfortability in this place. I'm at peace here. I had sold jalabias. Are you following me here? I've made peace in that place. I had a little place I could stay. And there was food. And cost of living was not too much. Go to you and raise which army? I turned and looked at the cadets and I told them, you are the army. They said, you are the army. I said, that's right. You are the army. You are the army. And deep down, I knew in my heart that I was lying to myself. Not up to 3 months after that time, the Nigerian Defense Academy, the new commandant came in and said, there's a new rule. Anyone that is here that had done masters but has not done PhD yet, you have to leave the system now. I knew that rule was for me. Are you with me? I came back to you in Politimba. One polythene bag with some clothes. My own is good. Yours may be worse, because you are still looking for a way to go to Lagos, because you know that Lagos is the center of excellence. You've bought suits, you've bought ties, and you're preparing yourself to go to Lagos. You may roam around the streets for long. After a while of roaming, you may end up looking for bole. You sell bole. And even the bole, you'll be the one eating the bole yourself, because, are you me? Because when you are young, you go to where you feel you are celebrated. When you are old, you go to where you are ordained. He told Peter, he said, Peter, when you were young, you will go, to, you. But when you are old, you will need someone to hold your hand. So you stay in that place for a long time. After like 5 years of labor in Lagos and not seeing anything, any result, God is saying, your work is in Iduran. Your mission work is in Iduran. You will enter an Indomie trailer that is going to Uran. Say, please. You don't have space inside, but if I can only climb on top, anywhere you drop me. And many of us have not mastered the way of obedience. That's why God cannot do much things with us in our generation, because we've not learned obedience. The strategy will be what? Obedience. If God must awaken an army to die, it will be on the grounds of what? Rise up on your feet in this house. Whatever lakai. Lift your hands and give him thanks. I'm left with just 4 minutes. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Lift your hands. The songwriter says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way.
We abide with us still, and to all. trust and obey.
Oh,
trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus
but to trust
and obey.
Oh,
trust and obey.
For there's no
other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Can you lift your hands and say, Lord, I obtain grace to obey you. I obtain grace. I return back to the place that I received the last instruction. I obtain grace to obey you. For the instructions you've committed to my heart, I obtain grace to obey you. In the name of Jesus. I obtain grace, oh God, to obey you. If you love me, you will keep my instructions, you'll keep my commandments. Keferika banatai, mande feto kaskolemenai, shabarate palika bandefai, biko fele kombetai. I obtain grace of God to obey you, shipalai, manda frade kobila kombila kafai, brute kembe ku arate malitai, eko pele tofente ko. I obtain grace of God to obey you, kafia lika parate. I repent of every act of rebellion and disobedience. Oh God, I obtain grace to obey you. Shibanai, maka pere feleto sepende koti. Sikabai, I can hear you pray. Kivalako, embe sefenai. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. There is a good in the land available for men that will yield to obedience. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. There is a good in the land available to boys and girls that will yield themselves to obedience. I yield myself to obedience. I yield myself to obedience. Every act of disobedience, there were instructions that came. There were instructions that came in seasons. I yield myself now. In the name of Jesus. It's too early to make an altar call in this meeting because we're going to have many other sessions. But for many of us, what we need God to do this night is to restore our seasons. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Because the last instruction God gave you, there was an energy backing of that instruction. For example, God had told you at the season and said, wait upon me 12 a.m. for the next 3 weeks. You did the first night, did the second night, and after that you shut down. Unknown to you, in that period, if you had yielded at that time, the energy that was going to help you, are you following me here? Carry out that instruction was made available at that season. So because you had not yielded, are you following me here? Going back to do it now, it seems difficult. It's because you had not yielded at that time. We're going to be telling the Lord that he should show us mercy. Are you with me here? The Lord should restore back season. Some of us here, we've lost those scripts. The parchments that represented those instructions, we've lost them. And the Lord can, are you following what I'm saying here? God can begin to show mercy again. God, I mean, while preparing for this meeting, my heart was bleeding because the Lord said, the army in question, the problem has always been the problem of obedience. It's not fire, it's not pouring fire. It is, will you carry out the instructions? For Joshua, you would circumvent the city 6 times. At the 7th time, you would circumvent the city and then you would come up with the trumpet. Are you following what I'm saying here? Will you carry out the instruction? For Elijah, you will pour water upon the sacrifice. Are you with me here? At the 7th time, you call down fire. I'd like us to lift your voice and ask, Lord, mercy. Every instruction you had given me in time past, I had not paid attention to, I had not heeded. I'm asking for mercy. Lift your voice and make that a prayer now. I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking for mercy.
asking for mercy. Lift your voice and ask him for mercy. I'm asking for mercy, Lord. Restore back the seasons. Restore back the seasons. I can't hear you pray yet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord show us mercy tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you've been blessed. God bless you. Victory.